WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 8 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. We look for a slight chance of snow this morning and a high today around 12. The news is brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. There has been yet another delay in the court proceedings for a former Harlan teacher facing sexual exploitation and assault charges. During a hearing held Monday, Judge James Richardson continued the pretrial conference date for 73-year-old Lee Gordon Nelson, who has waived his rights to a speedy trial. The pretrial conference has been rescheduled to take place January 21st in Shelby County District Court. Nelson's jury trial is still slated to begin at 9 a.m. on March the 4th. Nelson faces charges of sexual exploitation by a school employee and assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. A 17-year-old female claiming to be a victim and her parents contacted police on May 30th of last year and reported that Nelson had allegedly been saying rude and inappropriate things to the female as well as touching her inappropriately. The incidents allegedly occurred at school on band trips and at Nelson's residence. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Two people escaped injury following an accident Monday morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said Tuesday a vehicle driven by Kimberly Dawn Freeman of Auburn, Nebraska, was traveling east on Highway 34 west of Red Oak at around 9:45 a.m. when the car drifted onto the shoulder of the road. Freeman overcorrected, causing the 1996 Geo Prism to fishtail into the path of a westbound vehicle driven by Ronald McGrew of Emerson. McGrew tried to avoid the head-on collision, but his vehicle struck Freeman's car, sending it into the north ditch. McGrew's vehicle came to rest on the shoulder of the road. Authorities said Freeman was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,600. An inquisitive neighbor helped to thwart the theft of an air conditioning unit from a Council Bluffs church Monday morning. The Omaha World Herald reports that around 9:30 a.m. Monday, two white men in their 20s pulled up in a silver SUV to the Lighthouse Temple Church at 1430 Avenue E and attempted to steal the air conditioning unit. A neighbor heard the vehicle and went outside to investigate, and police say the men fled when they saw the neighbor. Anyone with information on that incident is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-366-2172. Fire officials in Council Bluffs say a spark in a paint booth was the cause of a fire Tuesday at a company that refurbishes and sells heavy equipment. Authorities told the Omaha World Herald that an employee at the Midwestern Equipment on 35th Avenue was painting equipment inside of a booth designed to contain flammable vapors when a spark caused the paint chemicals to ignite. The incident happened around 9 a.m. An extinguishing system inside the booth was activated but unable to stop the spread of the flames. Fire crews had the blaze contained within about 10 minutes. There were no injuries, and the business owner described the damage as minimal. The Harlan Community School District Board of Education held a public hearing Monday with regard to the Merrill Field project. During their regular meeting, no comments were heard from the public on the project. Superintendent Justin Wagner told the board about some changes that have been made on the Merrill Field design. The plan going forward is to remove the bleachers from in front of the concession stand on the west side and to use boards from those bleachers to fix the elementary bleachers on the northwest side. The track, which will completely be redone, will feature a safety lane from end zone on each side of the football field, and the Cyclone logo will be in the middle of the field. Originally, the plan was to have the word Cyclones written out on the field, but those have been removed to save money. In all, Merrill Field will lose about 300 seats. The final plans and design will be made at the next Harlan Community School Board meeting on Monday, January the 20th. Elsewhere in the Harlan School Board news, Superintendent Justin Wagner showed the board Results of a recent survey handed out to students, parents, and the community. First question on the survey dealt with when the district should start school. A survey showed 64% of the students want the same schedule currently, as well as 26% of the teachers and 34% of the community. Wagner said there is a push from the state to start the date of the school districts, take the date of out of local control, but the survey shows the majority of the Harlan Community District would like to keep it the same. Another topic from the survey was drinking and drugs.
I wanted to get to drinking and drugs, and these are the two that the staff, the students, and the community, the question was, do you believe Harlan Community School District is doing enough to combat underage drinking and drug use? And you can see there all three, vast majority said no, that they believe the school district should be doing more. This will quickly hit a chord with some folks, but the good thing is it's our staff saying it, you know. I think you'd ask people, and I think
and the students,
yeah, and the students and the community,
yeah,
you know. So I'll really be asking you guys for your for input. The principals, I think, have done a wonderful job, and the staff, and a wonderful job in trying to deter it. But at what point, what can we do that we got? There's something here we can do better.
The survey showed over 50% of the staff and students of the Harlan Community High School. While 43% of the community believes the school district can do more, the same question was asked for drug use, and the results were similar. Wagner said the administration is already discussing the issue, and more information will come out at a later school board meeting. Taking a look at national news headlines, sub-zero temperatures that have gripped the Midwest, the East, and parts of the South are easing today, but they're still below freezing in much of the country. Just yesterday, Atlanta had a record low of 6 degrees. Today, the forecast is sunny and 42. The White House is bristling over a new memoir by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates that accuses President Obama of showing too little enthusiasm for the U.S. war mission in Afghanistan. The book also sharply criticizes Vice President Joe Biden's foreign policy instincts. The White House has issued a highly unusual invitation for news organizations today to photograph Obama and Biden sitting together at their weekly private luncheon, a sign that Obama isn't trying to distance himself from his vice president. And a private survey shows U.S. businesses added the most jobs in a year in December, powered by a big gain in construction jobs. Figures add to evidence that the economy gained momentum at the end of 2013. Payroll processor ADP said companies added 238,000 jobs in December, up slightly from 229,000 in the previous month. November's figures were revised higher. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Eugene Clark, age 81 of Stewart, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Clark will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Daryl Betts, age 86 of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Daryl Betts will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Kirby Lockery, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kirby Lockery will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94 of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Gene Jennings, age 89 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. There are no services scheduled at this time for Gene Jennings. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90 of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Millie Mueller are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.